You're listening to the audio production of Heart Failure by Richard L. Mabry, M.D., published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tanya Eby. This novel is dedicated to the pastors, staff, and my fellow members at Stonebriar Community Church. 1. Adam Davidson and Dr. Carrie Markham strolled out the doors of the Starplex Cinema into the warm darkness of the springtime evening. As they made their way through the few cars left on the parking lot, Adam's right hand found Carrie's left. She took it and squeezed, and his heart seemed to skip a beat. His fingers explored until they felt the outline of the diamond ring he'd placed there only a week ago. She leaned in to briefly rest her head on his shoulder. "I never thought I could be this happy."
"Me either."
And if he had his way, this was how it would be for the rest of their lives. Two people in love, enjoying their small-town lives, their only worry, what movie to see on their regular Saturday night date. A loud noise in the distance made them both stop. Then Adam saw a shower of color on the horizon, about where the ballpark would be.
"Fireworks show. The Titans must have won."
"Get a grip, Adam. Stop jumping at every noise. You're safe."
When Adam first met Carrie 8 months ago, she was fragile and hurting, as skittish as a baby deer, still bearing the scars from the death of her husband almost 2 years earlier. Her only interest seemed to be her medical practice, but little by little, he'd seen her start to smile, to laugh, and eventually, to love. Carrie had restored the smile to Adam's life as well. He still had his own problems, even though he hadn't revealed them to her. He hoped he would never have to. But having her in his life made him certain that the life he now lived, so long as he lived it with her, would be all he ever wanted. These things were supposed to take time, but in just a few short months, each of them had decided that the other was the person needed to fill the hole in their lives. The culmination had come with Adam's proposal and Carrie's acceptance last week. They hadn't set a wedding date yet, but for now, Adam was content to watch Carrie plan and bask in the glow of their shared happiness. The couple reached Adam's car and climbed in, but hadn't yet fastened their seatbelts, when Carrie said, "I think a chocolate, no, make that a hot fudge sundae." She leaned back in the passenger seat of Adam's little Subaru. That would, as she was talking, Adam saw a dark SUV approach from his right, moving at a snail's pace. When the vehicle was directly in front of Adam's Forester, its side window came down to reveal the glint of light on metal as the driver's hand extended outward. Adam's next action was reflexive. If he was wrong, he could apologize. But if he was right, he was already moving when he heard the shots.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?